Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix.
My books are different in that it exposes a lot of reality as to for what it really is. That's the whole point of it. There's no point reading a stack of big tomes of history, you know, like 5-inch books and so on, when a lot of it is phony anyway. At least the realities of it all are often very phony indeed and contrived again by those who rule. So I show you the reality of it and how symbolism is a language. And those who rule all belong to the proper associations where they can understand that they're taught symbolism. That one symbol can be a complete message, you know. A whole paragraph's worth or a page worth, just a symbol itself. We will do this now, is in other words. Or close ranks is a good one too. The close ranks, lots of symbols for those in the know of how to do things. The terminology they will use too can have different meanings amongst themselves, where they can speak quite publicly and it goes over folks' heads.
The party system, of course, does away with that, because all the little hacks at the bottom have worked their way in there for power's sake and status. They don't go there to serve the people. They'll say all the right things because it's their nature as good little psychopaths. But in reality, they want to, is self-serving. That's where they meet the future business contacts, big ones. The largest contracts, of course, dished out in a country are from the federal government. So they make all their acquaintances for business, future, and so on. And they're not there to serve the people. And it's rather sad to see that's happened in all countries over the last 150 years or so, when even the ones who are supposed to represent the working people sell out very quickly, often beforehand, because again they're hand-picked, the leaders, and again they're all Masons. That's the common bond throughout the whole planet, is Freemasonry. In all of its names, it's the same thing, male and female. Interestingly enough, I tuned into the news tonight on the Canadian television. I get three stations with my rabbit ears here. And there's a spokesman for a political party in Canada, a woman, and she gave the most obvious Freemasonic handshake. So she's Eastern Star, but it was interesting to see it so blatant. I guess she's just passed the third degree, not much higher, because it was just too obvious. But that's the system we live under. It's the same in business. It's the same in law. It's the same everywhere. The signs, the symbols, the language is all around you, and you don't see it. You don't see it.
From myself, Alan Watt, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.